But first, it is Gordo's Corner, brought to us by the very good folks at CrestCars.com. And Gordo's going to take the wireless out here in this segment, here at Radio Row. I'm not exactly sure where you are because it's so incredibly crowded in here today.
Very crowded.
So if you can just kind of give me a general description of exactly where you are.
Okay.
So that I can locate
you. All right,
you
see our broadcast booth.
Yes, I'm
there.
Okay,
see kind of where Giorgio is sitting?
Right.
Okay, now look right in front of your face.
That's you.
That's me standing right in front of you.
Okay, I picked you up now.
A foot away from you.
Now I have audio and visual confirmation of where you are.
Visual confirmation.
Thank you.
Thank you, America. All right. All right. Now, which way should I head here? I'm going to head this direction.
You know what?
How you doing, ma'am? How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Always funny.
Isn't it nice?
You know, we were just talking a moment ago. There are more sports celebrities in one place at one time than we've ever seen at the Super Bowl.
Should I go confront the girl who was mean to me the other
day? No, leave her alone.
No.
Okay. And you've got a lot of cowboy ties. Emmett is here. Too Tall is here. DJ Daryl Moose is here.
Where's DJ Daryl Moose?
He's back the other way.
Oh, I thought I saw him. I just saw him back there.
Oh, really?
There.
Okay.
He was doing a stand-up back there about 5 minutes ago. He may have come back.
Can you guys see me?
Yes.
Okay, so kind of direct me where I need to be.
Let me see if DJ Daryl's back there. Is he to your right?
That's the tall black guy you're talking about?
No.
Oh.
Okay, maybe he's gone.
I'm not seeing DJ the Daryl Moose Johnson. Maybe I'll ask this lady here who's running away from me. Ma'am, excuse me. Excuse me, ma'am. Have you seen DJ Daryl the Moose Johnston?
No.
You haven't seen him lately?
No, I have not.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your work.
Maybe you ought to go the opposite end of the room over by the NFL Network. That's where, like, Emmett was headed.
All right.
Jim Kelly was headed over there. Lee Steinberg is...
It's heading
over there also.
Dan Marino
was here earlier.
Oh, here's the girl that hates me.
Okay, keep going.
How's it going this morning?
Oh,
it's my best friend.
Are we making amends here? I'm making amends. Are you making amends?
Well, I don't know. I think your listeners made amends for you the other day.
Yeah, they kind of got a little vicious on Twitter,
but it spoke to your following, and I appreciate that you have a very strong following there in Houston.
Dallas.
Houston.
I'm glad that you do. That's good.
Okay. So we're at peace.
Yeah, I'm always at peace. Come on, it's the Super Bowl.
Here
it's
comes
fun,
Cheryl
right?
Strawberry.
Do you hate me because I'm Jewish?
Like I said, I hate
black.
A dirty word. I don't hate anybody.
All right.
But it's definitely not because you're black, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Only parts of me are black.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, we'll meet up for a drink later then.
There you have it.
She would.
Oh, yeah, she would.
I gave you the wrong time. I'm going to be
okay. Hold on.
Daryl Strawberry still stinging from yesterday's interview with Bad Radio.
Where's Daryl the Moose Strawberry?
He's right here. Right by our table.
Yeah. Should I talk to him, or is he talking to somebody else?
Maybe you should apologize
on behalf of Dan.
Where is he?
He's the tall guy in the blue and white striped shirt right behind me.
Right behind you?
Yeah.
Of course, is sending Gordon over there going to do any better?
No.
It's going to just throw gas on the fire.
Tell him you're a big Mets fan. That'll break the ice.
Kind of young guys, I really
know. Who's he talking to?
I see,
can you identify who that is he's talking to, Junior?
No, Mark was before me.
Before you.
I came out in 80. We won the championship. We won the three in a row. We was the third.
Okay, no, so I can't tell.
They won 78, 79, then we won in 80.
In 80, okay.
So that's what the battle with the Stars.
What's he talking about?
Yeah, it's yours. Yeah, we're the last ones. So we walked back in there. We're the last ones.
Good memories, huh?
Yeah,
not
real
like
good
the
memories.
Cougar Den, huh?
Nothing like it.
Nobody.
Or Willie West Pavilion, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, exactly, man.
So, but you're a legend.
Say, Straw, big Mets fan. Thanks for 86.
That's great, man. All right, man.
Straw, big Mets fan.
Pleasure, man.
All right, thank you.
Good to meet you, man.
All right, nice to meet you.
All right, you too, man. All right.
Big Mets fan. Just want to say thanks for 86.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
There you go.
Thank you.
There, that ought to make amends for what happened yesterday.
You miss being a cokehead?
Hey.
Oh, come on.
If you go way up there by XM and all the satellite, there's a DJ.
Oh, really? Is he spending the hits?
Maybe.
Satellite boys?
Yeah, go over there by the satellite boys.
Where are you pointing?
Keep going on the other side of the NFL Network. Can you get back there?
God, it's crowded in here. This place is
do they let
nut to
guys
butt,
like
as
us
they
go
say
back
in
there?
Church?
Yeah, I just walk back there.
Okay.
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
Who do you work for?
I represent Fantex.
Fantex.
Tex. F-A-N-T-E-X.
Oh, Fantex. Oh, from Texas?
Spokesperson. No, from San Francisco.
Oh, from San Francisco. What is Fantex?
I can't.
You can't even release that information to the public.
I can't comment.
Can you tell us how old you are?
I cannot comment. I'm sorry.
Tell you love her.
You seem very nervous.
No.
You're going to lose your job? I don't want you to lose your job.
I just can't comment. I'm not a company spokesperson.
You can't? Well, what about just as a woman? Can you talk to me as a woman?
I can't.
Who is
leave her alone. I knew you would focus on her because she's short, dark hair, and has no self-confidence.
You need to quit with that.
That is your type.
You need to quit with that. That is not my type.
Okay, you're going into some big fish waters now. Look, just keep an eye open.
All right, but I don't see Daryl DJ the Moose Johnson over here. It's all cordoned off. Hey, are you Daryl the Moose Johnson?
No.
Oh, they sent me over here. What's your name, sir?
I'm good.
Okay, God bless. Are you Daryl the Moose Johnson?
No, I'm not.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Where are you now?
I'm over here.
Oh, they have that cordoned off where you can't get back there?
Yeah, you can't kind of get back through. Oh, wait, maybe you can get back through there. Hold on a second.
Just walk fast like you know what you're doing.
You've got a credential.
Excuse me, sir. Sorry about that.
Are you in?
Are you Daryl the Moose Johnson?
I am.
Thank you. All right. Oh, I'm back in the...
Do you see him?
The big rig area. No, I don't see him.
Well, he took so much ding-dang time getting over there. He's
don't
gone.
Call it ding-dang time. Okay. I don't recognize... Oh, no, I see him. Okay, he's up on the stage there with SiriusXM. I think that's
the... Does he have a headset on?
He's up there with the Mad Dog.
He'd much rather talk to us.
Of course he would.
He's about to get pelted with... Really loud questions in a New York accent.
I mean, how long can you sit up there and bag on Mike Francesa with the Mad Dog?
I guess
you get bored after a while.
Our failsafe can always be Algie Crumpler, who's sitting right in front of us.
All right, I'm up here? By yeah. DJ Daryl the Moose Johnston. Boy, the Mad Dog has very effeminate hand motions.
Are you sure that's the Mad Dog? I thought he did afternoons.
Well, it says Mad Dog Sports Radio.
Yeah, he's got his own
he
network.
He has other guys that work for him.
His own channel.
Well, who do you think this guy is?
He's probably the Mad Dog's midday guy.
Is it Bob?
Morning guy?
Bob Papa, Ross Tucker, and Derek Brooks?
Oh, Bob Papa? Guest? He's a big deal up here.
Well, all these say Bob Papa.
Oh.
Papa! I don't know which one. Can you see me?
No.
Can you see me? I'm waving at the webcam.
Oh, wait. That is the Mad Dog.
I think it is the Mad Dog.
Yeah, I'm looking on the webcam now at the close-up. Yeah, that's the Mad Dog.
Are they on the air?
And DJ is he's wearing pimp socks, some kind of weird purple socks. It's not even Lent.
He got them from Irvin.
Did he? All right. Well, I'm giving up on DJ Daryl the Moose because he's up on stage and I can't talk to him.
Well, nuts. I thought we'd have happy hunting here today.
Yeah, I know. All these famous people, but they're all being taken up with somebody. How are you, sir?
Right. How you doing?
Are you DJ Daryl the Moose Johnson?
No, but I know him very well. My college quarterback's Jason Garrett. So.
Oh, really? Really? Oh. So you played for Princeton?
I did. Absolutely.
Good. What's your name?
Steve Foster.
Steve Foster. What position did you play, Steve?
I played running back, so I know him pretty well.
Yeah. Steve's a big P1.
And you're a big P1. You live in Dallas?
I'm in Austin. I have a show, Laying Down the Law, on ESPN San Antonio.
Oh, so a legal show.
No, it's sports. Okay. No, I just did that because I also went to law school. Mm-hmm. And my co-host, the former All-Pro quarterback, Jeff Blake, 9 to noon on Sundays.
Oh, that's cool. Well, it's good to see you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. This is Mecca pro football right here.
What is the hottest woman that you've seen in here?
You know,
it's not that one that walked by. That's for sure. Let's get her over here. Hey, have you met this guy from Princeton? He used to be running back at Princeton.
Oh, hi.
Steve Foster.
Steve Foster, nice to meet you.
Nice Kristen. To know you, Kristen. Beautiful young lady.
Yeah. You know that guy?
Thank you.
And his quarterback was Jason Garrett.
Nice.
Thank you for your time, man.
Thank you.
She seems very unimpressed with that.
Ask
Steve.
Him more about Garrett.
I don't think she knew that he was who he
ask
is.
Ask him if Garrett said process a lot in college.
Did Garrett say the word process a lot in college, too, or is this something he picked up in later adulthood?
No, he's always been that way. I love telling this story. Our first game was against Dartmouth, and we were playing up there.
Ask him how long the story
got,
is.
Got our
evening. Kind of give us the length on this story. Like, how long,
real quick. Go through everything, the process, evening meeting, ace my, you know, we're giving a quiz, everybody on offense. We were the starters. So we went back to our room and got our snacks, getting ready to have lights out. And as soon as the lights...
This is where the music starts up and you guys start the old, let's see who can finish first.
No, this was, I aced my... My test, and he says, okay, what are you doing on Hot Call 91? I said, Jakes, I just got an A+. I just came from 5A football in Texas. I just got 100%. He said, yes, but tomorrow when we're out on the field, I need to know that you know all the hot calls one more time. Went through them again, aced them again, and we had a great game. We lost.
And then you got diarrhea.
No, none of that. None of that.
All right, well, that's a good story. Tell it again.
Where are you guys from?
We're from Dallas.
Okay. Okay.
God bless, Steve. Hey,
it's great to have Texans here.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Take care.
I thought it was pretty interesting.
He's about as interesting as Garrett.
Believe me. Thanks for paying attention.
With that level of boringness, Jerry, I'll hire him next.
Where is Dick Vermeil? What? If you can find Dick Vermeil, I will publicly apologize to him for making him cry.
Now where are you?
Excuse me, ma'am. Have you seen Dick Vermeil lately?
I have.
Oh, hey. Come back over here. Tuchel's available.
Yes, he's running around someplace. Thanks for the specificity.
Hey, come back towards us. Tuchel's available.
All right, well, hold on. I can't get
where
through
are you?
Here. I'm trying to get through. Oh, jeez.
Tuchel Jones.
Oh, jeez. I just stepped in somebody's book bag. Where's Tuchel?
He's the 6'9 guy.
I know, but where is he? I can't.
Okay, he's over here, kind of very close to us, about two tables away.
Okay. Okay, I see him.
Yeah. Let's go over and say hey real quick.
All right. Tuchel Jones.
Ask him if he misses Crazy Ray.
Okay.
No, don't ask that.
Hey, Tuchel, Gordon from Dallas. You remember Dallas?
What's going on?
Hey,
how you doing?
How are you? Good to see you again. See you. How you been?
All good.
Yeah, good. Are you still as tall as you always were?
I'm still tall, and right now I'm freezing my butt off here in New York.
You're still riding?
Too tall. I mean, do you have to have like a special tall toilet to accommodate such a large frame?
I do. I call it my throne.
The too tall throne. Is it like gilded in gold or something like that?
No gold. Solid black.
Mm-hmm. Solid black. Just like you, right?
Black on black.
I'm not successful with the ladies.
You're not successful with the ladies?
No, I'm not successful with the ladies.
Okay, well, I'm still a singer, so something's wrong with...
Have you never been married?
Came close four times, no cigar.
Wow, really? Why did she call it off, or did you call it off each time?
All four called it off.
Uh-huh. With you? Called it off with you?
Called it off with me. They said I traveled too much.
Too tall. Traveled too much. Wow.
So women don't like men that travel.
Uh-huh. Have women ever complained about your size? Because women complain all the time about my size, saying I don't have enough.
All they tell me, they said, just stay in shape. Mm-hmm. Don't do what a lot of former players do. Right. We want you to stay in shape.
Still ride his bike.
I've continued to work out 5 days a week. I take power yoga. But it's still, you know, I'm still single out here.
Do you ride your bike still?
I'm a big cyclist. Ride all over the world. And
ask him if he could beat Craig.
Something
Miller
I look forward to
race.
Every year. I ride in the hotter than the 100.
Craig challenges him.
I have a brother here in New York. I come up and ride in races at Central Park. And I have friends that I travel abroad with and ride.
I would think you're so big, though, that the saddle would disappear into your buttocks.
You know what? I've been doing it since I was a kid. And... so it probably disappeared, but I'm not aware of it.
So what's the strangest thing you've ever done for exercise?
Strangest thing I've ever done for exercise?
Like chased a chicken so you can beat Clever Lang?
Was allow my yoga instructors to try and put me in positions that I didn't think it was possible. And I still don't think it's possible.
What position was that?
Well, if you take yoga, you know, just 90% of the positions they try and put me in,
See, I can do some of those, you know, downward dog and things like that, but I can't do kiss your taint. Try to get him to kiss your taint.
We're not there yet. That's that one thing that they haven't tried.
Hey, here's Dick Vermeil.
All right, thank you, Tuchel.
Thank you.
All right,
I love Tuchel Jones.
Yeah, he's
Tuchel
funny.
Jones.
Hey, Dick Vermeil's right over here.
Right where?
Right.
Oh, okay. Hold on, let me...
And if you can get him, I will come over there with you and...
That's uncomfortable.
Okay. Apologize. Okay, I feel bad about that.
I see him. He's on TV with someone right now.
Yeah.
He's on TV with the Cleveland Browns Network.
Boy, what a boring network.
I need to say that I'm with somebody more important in the ticket.
Okay, what
with,
could he
with
say?
America?
BBC? What's our network affiliation? Do we have one?
Are we Fox? National Sports Network.
Morning News?
Yahoo Sports? Just Sam Guy Sports.
Or Yahoo Sports.
Sam Guy Sports.
Okay.
Right, oh, who's he talking to? I don't know. You want to listen in and see what they're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
A lot of draft picks coming up as well. He has six Pro Bowlers just
that
like
boys.
Just hit my microphone with his hand.
Dick Vermeil did?
While he was gesticulating.
Dick Vermeil did?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, but on accident.
Yeah, on accident.
Okay.
No. Hey, Dick Gordon of the Ticket in Dallas. We're big fans of your wine.
Thank you. Yeah. How are you?
Big fans. Good, good. You were on with us before, and you actually cried when you were on the air with us.
Well, you know, we're at Specs distributors in Dallas now, Vermeil Wines. Yes.
Got Specs.
Specs is all over the place. We love it. Well, can you sing the song for Specs?
I don't know the song, but I know the business and the people that own it.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you could sing the song, I'd do the soprano part.
Okay. I wish I could sing.
Tell him I'm sorry.
God
tell
bless.
Him I'm sorry.
Sing Craig sorry. Oh, jeez. Didn't understand the Craig sorry part.
That doesn't really count as an apology.
How you doing, ma'am?
Really?
Good.
What's your name?
I'm Lynn.
Amy.
What? I'm Lindsay.
That's what I meant, Lindsay. I knew it was two syllables. Lindsay, when did you start working here?
Well, we actually just got here. We're from a radio station in Cincinnati.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
You have that Cincinnati look. Did you grow up there?
Kind of, like from a smaller town. But sure, yeah, Cincinnati area.
WKRP.
And how long ago was it when you came out of your mom? Or what's this, born?
Little over 25 years.
Okay, so that's what, a quarter of a century?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And do you remember it?
No.
You don't?
No.
What about your dad? Your parents still together?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. How long have they been married?
31 years.
And are you married?
No.
Really? Do you think your parents would like grandkids here pretty soon?
No.
Okay, because I'm here all week. thank you, Lindsay.
He just creeped her out.
Hey, there's the moose.
Just call the police.
From the Pepsi machine?
Yeah, go say hi to Moose real quick.
Is he getting himself a Diet Pepsi?
You know, and I think that there's a girl over there that looks like Hope Solo.
Really?
Oh, really?
Who's
wearing the Hall of Fame jacket, and why would you do that?
I don't know.
Is that Mike Hayes? Is that who that is?
He's small-talking somebody right now.
Break it up. Tell me you don't have time for that.
Okay.
Flash your credential.
Oh, man, that was a cool thing, is the allowance.
Say, DJ, look, I'm credentialed.
Tell them you have all access.
And they've done it so many times. It's like, so. Yeah, this was, Dallas was kind of like this.
That's generic talk.
Tell him that. Say it's generic.
He's being small talk to death right now. Hey, DJ, Daryl the Moose Johnson, Gordon Keith of The Ticket and Sports Radio 1310 The Dallas.
I know who you are.
Okay, all right. We just wanted to say hi to you. We know you're around here and people are pulling on your shoulder trying to get you to talk and everything. But we wanted to come over and just wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah. When's your birthday?
February 10th.
All right.
Oh, okay. Well, pretty
happy
close.
Birthday to you.
He's 48 this year.
You'll be 48. Interesting 48. Birthday for you.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but anyway, yeah.
It goes with the number.
Yeah. Now, do you run the Katy Trail like Troy Aikman does?
I do not. I do not. I keep telling him he's getting a little skinny. You know, he's flirting with that threshold of, you know, you're getting too skinny.
Sickly, getting that hospital chic look.
Yeah, you want to, you know, get some pancakes in him or something like that. But he has always been a runner. He threw up a crazy half marathon time out at Arlington Stadium in one of them. I think he ran an hour 42 on a half. So he's in great shape. He gets me to his spin classes. We do flywheels from time to time. And I have enjoyed that because I ride a road bike. But I will not run distance with him.
When was the last time you appeared shirtless in public, since Troy does it all the time on the Katy Trail?
That's a good question.
Me, it was last night. That's why I was bailed out this morning.
Yeah, on the table with the shirt swinging.
Ask him about his suits.
I don't know. It'd probably be at the beach or something like that, but it would never be just jogging down the Katy Trail.
Now, who does your suits? Who's your tailor?
Salvador Martinez at Stanley Korshak, and Roman is the tailor that fits everything.
Do underwater so, Kenny Albert for
great place, but I only shop there when they have their big sale, and the big sale is going on right now.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
oh, nice
yeah.
plug.
Do
for
underwater
them.
Kenny
yeah.
Albert.
And have you ever heard of underwater Kenny Albert?
Underwater Kenny Albert. I have not heard underwater Kenny Albert, but here's another one. Kenny is he's a different guy when he's on the ice. He's actually a very physical hockey player.
Okay, that's oh really? Good. I thought you were going to say he figure skated.
Say,
or did
Daryl,
something
this
like
is what
still got to wear the white skates. He's got to put the hockey skates on. He can't be on white skates.
Do it.
Well,
do
thank
it.
You. What's that?
Do underwater Kenny Albert.
They're wanting me to do a little underwater Kenny Albert.
But in the things like this, it makes no sense.
Ah.
Thank you.
It's a little of kind of Mr. Limpet-ish, right?
That's a very current reference, but thank you, Daryl. Appreciate it. That's DJ Daryl the Moose.
That's great. Daryl got to hear underwater Kenny Albert.
I hate you.
Super Bowl's been made. Way to go.
All right, Gordo, that was a successful wireless segment. Thank you. It is 9:36 on the ticket.
Jeez.
All right, we have some Super Bowl quick hits, including...